Hey everybody, it's Humphreys. Welcome to the Fly Longer podcast. We hope by the end of this presentation, you'll be encouraged to take your next right step in your walk with Jesus. Enjoy. Yeah, so good to have you guys here joining us from wherever you might be. My name is Humphreys. I'm the lead pastor here. And yeah, just welcome again to church this very morning. Let me pray for us. God, we thank you. We bless you, for you are good. And we pray, God, as we will be looking into your word, we ask for your praises, your Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Last week, I launched a series that we have entitled, Now I See Him. And we'll just be going into the stories, just looking into a few stories in the book of Exodus, looking into the story of the Israelites, you know, when God is taking them to a promised land. In fact, they're only focusing on the promised land, but we are seeing that God is actually taking them on a journey with him. And what God wants them to see is that God eventually wants them to see him. And we're translating the same, you know, for us, that what if God is taking us on a journey that we can experience, that we can see him. And today I'll be talking on a theme: when God sends you in a direction you're scared of, when God sends you in a direction you are scared of. So I don't know if you guys have a place in your life, or I don't know if there's something else happening with you right now that you're just, you know, scared to face. I don't know if there's something that God is inviting you and it looks scary. It sounds scary. It smells scary. And you're not really sure. You know, do you have that for you? What's the one thing that God might be asking you to do today, to do in this season, that is scary and looks scary for you right now? So maybe you might be finding yourself as if you're facing this big sea in front of you. And when you look beside you, you see that there is, you know, mountains. You're surrounded by mountains. And then behind you, you have enemies that are coming after you. And maybe you feel like that, maybe in your relationship. Maybe you feel like that, maybe in your job. Maybe you feel like that into something that God is calling you. Maybe it could be ministry related, whatever it is. But turns out that often we find ourselves in these times, in this season, these moments, when we are faced with something that we are scared of. But we know that it is actually God who is inviting us to go on this journey. But for some reason, it looks scary and it does not look good. And that's what the children of Israel find themselves in. They've been in captivity for almost over 400 years. And they've been, you know, worked as slaves for years and years and years. And, you know, this time, because they've been crying to God, God says, I've heard your cry, and therefore I want to take you out of the land of, you know, of slavery in the, from Egypt. And so they were excited, they were happy. They actually eventually started off going. But as they're going, they encounter the Red Sea in front of them. And behind them, their enemies, you know, they're coming after them, the Egyptians, they're coming after them. And then they cannot run back because they'll be captured. They cannot run to the front because there's this Red Sea. And they cannot run to the side because they're surrounded by mountains. So what are they going to do? What will happen to them? What's going to happen for them? And we're going to just take this story from Exodus 14. Just take it up from verse 13 to 17. And this is what the Bible says, Exodus 14, 13 to 17. Moses answered the people. This is another people. They have been crying and wondering, like, you took us here to die. So Moses said this word to the people: do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on the dry ground. I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. I don't know how some of you learn how to swim, but I feel like there are two ways that you can learn how to swim. The first way is you have someone else that takes you by the hand and they teach you when you're young, maybe a little bit older, but they still teach you. They take you by the hand and tell you, they give you the tactics and the skills for you to learn how to swim.
But the second way you can learn how to swim, if somebody throws you into the water. And that's how actually I learned how to swim. Malawi has, you know, these big rivers, and one of the biggest rivers is in the north called Rukuru River. And it sometimes gets flooded, like super, super flooded. You cannot even see where the river starts or stops. So I remember I was with friends, and we were out there shepherding cows. And one of my friends, you know, says, "Hey, let's go fishing." And then, you know, we get there and he says, "You know what, let's swim." And I didn't know how to swim. So I was like, "No, I'm good. I'm not." And before I even finished the statement, he just pushed me into the river. And this river was so full. You know, you should have seen the look on my eyes in that moment, because I'm like, I'm dying. But also I'm like, what can I do? So then I started throwing my arms, and before I knew it, I'm on the other side of the river. And I just swam. I'm like, what? I didn't know I could do that. But then I have to return back. And, you know, everybody says, sorry, you have to help yourself back. So then I'm also forced to come back, and thankfully, here I'm alive. So I made it back. And I feel like there are moments in our lives when we are faced with situations that we have no choice but to move forward. And this is what's happening with the children of Israel, who are faced, you know, with the scary stuff in front of them, and God urges them to move forward. The bad news is that what you're facing is actually scary, but actually the good news is that God is with you. So Moses says, hey, do not be afraid, stand firm. And then he goes to God to pray, and God says, hey, start moving. So take a step forward. When you are faced with a situation that you're scared of, and you know that it is God that's taking you on this journey, take a step forward. And you need to take a step forward. Why? Because number one, God can do more with your movement than you can do with your safety. God can do more with your movement than you can do with your safety. Because we often think, where we are is safer, where we are is familiar, is comfortable, and therefore we are good here. But you know what? There are miracles that you will never experience until you take a step forward. You know, there are amazing things, there are experiences that you cannot have until you take a step forward, until you make a move. So verse 15 and 16 says this, then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on, raise your staff, and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. It's fascinating to me that God tells Moses to stop crying to him. You know, it's as if God says to him, like, hey, stop praying and start moving. Stop praying and start moving. It's like, all right, okay. What's really going on here? What's really happening? And I think I realize that there are moments that sometimes we can use prayer as a tactic to run away from facing what God is calling us into. And I think this is what's happening. You know, God says, you know what? Hey, stop. Stop crying out to me. Take a step and move forward. Because God knows that he will do more with their movement than they can do with their own safety. Feeling like we are safe in this space. But God says, move forward. Because you can only experience the dry ground experience when you're willing to move. You can experience God part the waters when you yourself are willing to take a step, to take a bold step forward. So move forward. And by the way, this does not mean that God, you know, is dismissing Moses' prayer. This does not mean prayer doesn't matter. Actually, what God is saying to Moses here is that, hey, I have already answered your prayer. I have already answered this prayer. And what I need you to do is to start moving. Because when you start moving, that's where you're going to experience the answer to this prayer. And you're not going to experience the answer to this prayer when you're just sitting there, when you're just standing there, when you're in this space where that you're feeling safe or you're feeling comfortable. But actually, I want you to start moving. I want you to take a step, you know, forward, because I have already answered it. And you're going to experience this. You're going to experience more of me when you begin to take a step forward. And there are moments that we can hide behind prayer. There are moments that we can hide behind clarity. You know, it's not clear yet. So until when it's clear, then I'll start moving. But you know, clarity is not actually God's priority, but trust is. Trust is God's priority, because when you take a step forward, you are trusting God. You're trusting that God can do more with my movement than I can do with my own safety. I trust that there's something more you can do here. There are miracles that I've experienced on the way. There are beautiful things that I've experienced when I'm on the move. So are you willing to take a move for God? Are you willing to take a move for God? So that's the first thing. You can take a step forward, because God can do more with your movement than you can do with your safety. And the second thing that I see here that I wanted to highlight is that your obedience to God is more important than your success. Your obedience to God is more important than your success. Failure and success should not influence your movement, but your obedience to God should. You know, when God says move, you're willing to move because you are obeying God. So don't make a move because you feel like, hey, if I make this move, it's going to be successful. Or I'm not willing to take a move because I'm going to fail, so therefore I'm not going to take a move. Take a move for God, because your obedience to God matters more than your success. And often I think when we are thinking about, you know, going forward and doing things for God, saying yes to God, we only want to say yes to God because we feel like it's going to turn out in a certain way that's glorious and beautiful and that we will love it. Or because we know for sure this is, you know, there's nothing wrong that's going to come here. Everything else is going to be smooth. But that's not what it is. You know, the very obedience is your success. The very obedience to God. So you have to say yes. You have to be willing to say yes to God. You have to be willing to say yes to God, not because you know how things will turn out to be, but you make a move because obeying God is better than your gains. Obeying God is better than your success. Obeying God is better than anything else. So therefore, we're going to obey God. And because God says move, we're going to move. And that's what they did. They moved. They wanted to move. And we thank God because God did more with that movement. So what's the move that God is asking you to make right now? And you might be scared of that move. Or maybe you're afraid. You don't know how things will turn out to be. Some of you, maybe God is asking you to forgive someone. You've been holding this grudge for a long time. And God is asking you to forgive them. And that will be a burden for you. Because maybe it's not only just ending there. But maybe God is also calling you to reconcile with them. And that's like a bold move that God is inviting you. So what's your move? Some of you, it's maybe getting into a job that you don't know how it's going to turn out. Some of you, it's like you're getting out of a job. And God is inviting you, hey, get out. I want to place you in this space. Will you take a move for God? Some of you is starting a business. You know, maybe God said, hey, start this business because I will do something with this. Some of you is stopping a business because God is inviting you in a different space. Some of you is, hey, get in the relationship. Hey, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. You know, hey, get into this relationship. And for some of you, it might be, get out of that relationship. It's not honoring to me. Get out of there. And you are like, no, how will I do with this person? What's going to happen without them? And God is saying, take a bold move for me. Because I can do more with your movement than you can do with your safety. Because obeying me is more important than your gains. Some of you are applying for that opportunity. Some of you are saying no to something that could be a burden. Some of you are saying yes to something that could be your burden. For someone right now, you could be giving your life to Jesus. That being your bold move. So make a move for God. Make a move for God, because there is more. There is more that you will experience. And now you might be asking, like, hey, how do I know that this is actually a bold move that's good and that's really God inviting? God is really inviting me to make this move. Because there are some bold moves that we make that it's actually not God inviting us to make those moves. And I think the way here, you know, the Bible says in verse 17, he says, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. God says, I will gain glory. The boldest move goes towards where God will be most glorified. That is the boldest move. When you know, when I take this step, God is going to be most glorified in this step. That is your move right there. So your body's move is going towards where God is most glorified, because the glory goes to Him and not to you. It's His glory. He will gain glory. He will gain glory. So take a move for God. And why should you take a move for God? Number one, take a move for God, because when you make a move for God, God moves with you. God moves with you. He is with you. You are not alone. God is not just sending these guys like, just go by yourselves and see how it's going to be. No, actually, God is with them. And how do we know God is with them? It's because His words come to pass. When actually Moses strikes the water, there's the parting of the sea that shows God is with them. And we know that His words, where the Egyptians get destroyed, actually did happen. So God was with them. And when you make a move for God, you're not going to go alone. God will go with you. And number two, when you make a move for God, God moves for you. He moves for you. Verse 14 says, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. God will fight for you, and you just have to be still. You know, when we make a move, we feel like we're the ones that will be facing whatever scary thing is in front of us. But actually, God goes before us, and He faces that scary thing for us first, and He defeats it, and we move in victory. Because God, our Lord, always fights for us. He fights, He moves on our behalf. What we have to do is to be still. Now, being still has nothing to do with not being scared, but being still has everything to do with trust. Where you trust that God is with me, God will walk with me. God says I should be here, therefore I will be here. God says I should move, therefore I will move, because He's up to something good. So I will trust Him. Does not mean I'm not feeling scared. No, but I'd rather not, you know, I'd rather follow His lead. I'd rather go towards where He's calling me right now. Because only when you make a move, that's when you see the deliverance of the Lord. And there are some deliverances that you have experienced until when you keep going forward. You never see what you're afraid of again. You know, they say, these Egyptians, you never see them again. You know, for you to never see them again, you have to be willing to go and face them. Because God fights for you, and therefore you'll never see it again. So God is inviting you on this journey. And I want to encourage you, take and move forward. Move into what God is calling you. Because He is with you, and He's going to go on your behalf. And He will fight for you. Now, I want to invite you to take a moment, if you are with friends, with family, with growth group members, to take a moment to just, you know, respond to a few questions that I had. Number one, what's the one step you can take today to go towards where God is calling you? What's the one step you can take today to go towards where God is calling you? And sometimes you just need that first step. What is that first step that you can do? Like just this one thing, this is what I'm going to do. Number two, what are you scared of right now that only God can fix? What are you scared of right now that only God can fix? And feel free to share that, to pray for one another, you know, in those groups. And lastly, what does taking a bold step look like for you? What does taking a bold step look like for you? Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your praises. We are never alone. You are with us. You call us into these spaces so that you can gain glory. And God, I pray, may we be more than willing to take a step so that you gain glory. So you gain glory, God. Help us, God, to take both steps for you. For you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
For taking the time to listen to the Flood Lilongwe podcast. For more sermons, visit our website at floodchurch.com, and don't forget to subscribe to the Flood Lilongwe YouTube channel and like our Facebook page. Stay blessed.